Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast, I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. Today, I want to talk to you about your organization's customer experience strategy. For a start, you need one. That's because over 86% of buyers say they will pay more for a better experience, but only 1% feel that their vendors consistently meet their expectations. 1%. Based on that number, we all need a customer experience strategy. Organizations that lead in customer experience outperform laggards on the S&P 500 index by nearly 80%. And according to the Tempin Group, a modest improvement in the customer experience has the potential to increase revenue by over 80% in 3 years. Why then do most customer experiences suck? How come 52% of marketers with customer experience responsibilities expect their budgets to remain the same or decrease? As Joe Biden puts it, don't tell me what your values are, show me your budget and I'll tell you what they are. That seems contradictory, doesn't it? Because if you ask any senior management team whether they want to improve their customer experience, they turn around and say yes. They will claim it's a company priority because they recognize the business benefits it brings. So what then is going wrong? In his book, Strategy and the Fat Smoker, David Maister talks about why people fail to lose weight or quit smoking. We know that we should do it, but we lack the resolve to make it happen. And he argues that the same is true for strategy. We all know we should prioritize improving the customer experience, but we lack the willpower to make it happen because the benefits of doing so are in the future, while the cost in manpower, investment, and change are in the present. Where then does this leave us? How do we create a great customer experience strategy that results in, well, a better customer experience? Every company knows that they should prioritize improving the company experience. The secret to success is working out how to execute on that strategy. As David says in his book, real strategy lies not in figuring out what to do, but in devising a way to ensure that, compared to others, we actually do more of whatever it is that we should be doing. So, how do we execute on our customer experience strategy? How do we find the resolve to make the changes happen? Well, in my experience, this mainly comes down to overcoming initiative fatigue. I work with a lot of different organizations, and almost all of them have multiple large-scale initiatives happening simultaneously. For example, many organizations seem to be in a perpetual state of restructuring. Management move from one new initiative to the next, constantly seeking to grow or reinvigorate their company. From an employee perspective, this can be exhausting. It feels like the equivalent of trying to diet and give up smoking at the same time. Worse still, it leaves employees with the impression that management flipped from one new initiative to the next. One minute they want to improve the customer experience, and the next they want to increase profitability or make cost savings. Like the boy who cried wolf, management pushed so many different agendas that staff simply start ignoring them and focusing on their day-to-day jobs instead. If management are truly committed to implementing a successful customer experience strategy, they need to prove it to staff. So, how does management convince staff that they're truly committed to improving the customer experience? Well, once again, David Maister puts it beautifully in his book. If an organization's leaders want their people to believe that a new strategy is being followed, they must establish credibility by proving that they're prepared to change themselves. How they act, measure, and reward. That can manifest itself in a few ways. For a start, management need to accept that they can't expect employees to improve customer experience at zero cost. It will have an impact on short-term profitability as the company invests in making changes. For example, I'm reminded of the 2017 incident when staff forcibly removed a passenger from a United Airlines flight because of overbooking. Management had previously expressed commitments to providing a great customer experience. However, it still ended up with the passenger having a horrendous experience because they measured staff on efficiency, turning the plane around quickly, rather than customer satisfaction. There was a disconnect between what management said and how they measured and rewarded employees. Therefore, any strategy must highlight the changes management need to make to other metrics or initiatives. It mustn't pretend that the organization can improve customer experience as well as continuing to do everything else. As we talk to management about improving the customer experience and the strategy for achieving that, we can't let them avoid the cost. Employees need to know that management is going to support them when those hard choices must be made. As David writes in his book, if people are to make the right strategic decisions in every location of the firm, in every operating group and at every level, they must absolutely trust that management will back them up and reward them, or at least not punish them, for acting in accordance to the declared strategy. I've seen this firsthand. I worked with an organization whose management team were pushing digital transformation heavily. However, it was getting no traction in the organization because staff didn't believe that they would be supported by management if they made changes. They thought they would get in trouble if they made mistakes. In fact, David suggests a rather radical approach to show management's commitment to customer experience strategy. He writes, I've sometimes asked firm leaders whether they're willing to announce to their people right up front that they will resign their role if measurable progress is not made on the strategic plan they advocate. Good luck making that suggestion to your boss. But there is something in the principle. In essence, management needs to put its money where its mouth is. Unfortunately, all too often, the people tasked with creating a customer experience strategy are not actually in management. If that's you, I would advise you to resist the temptation to support a strategy that suggests the path of customer experience simply requires a new initiative and a bit of training. Instead, present it for what it is, a complete realignment of the organization around customer needs rather than short-term metrics such as quarterly revenue or business efficiencies. Now, I realise that the advice I've given in this podcast is a bit of a pill to swallow, and that is a hard one to present to management. And that's where a good consultant can help. To be frank, we can say things to management that an in-house employee could never get away with. So if you need help, please get in touch.